The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning, everyone. 4 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock, 8:04. Tuesday morning, the 23rd of November. I came down here early this morning with Mark Crowley and the team. Everybody came down, threw in. George, of course, was back at work, and now he is back with us as well. It is a crisp, clear, clean Denver morning, cobalt blue skies from Colfax and Broadway. And we almost didn't get the parade this year. They were going to deny us our permit. They were upset with the radio station in general, me in particular, and said, you know, no, not this year, sport. But, of course, we have Brockler, who is wired into the Republican Party, and who knows, the power of the Republican Party in Colorado is overwhelming.
I think we've really shown our strength.
A couple Tuesdays ago, we crushed it. Particularly, so I understand that you using that power to leverage us to get the parade permit, I thought was really special, and I want to thank you.
I threatened Denver with unbridled efforts to get us 20% of the vote next time instead of the 11.
So that double-digit thing, don't put a lot of trust in that, a lot of faith.
I don't, not at the moment.
An ass kicking's an ass kicking. Morning, everyone. Tuesday morning, the 23rd of November, 2022, the day before the big day, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. And I've been asked by a lot of people, when did it start? And I can't tell you. It was something that I just came up with, and I was working at, I think, KHOW at the time, or maybe even KBIG. And I said, let's do an imaginary parade. And it has always been fun. So the floats and the marching bands, you can hear the bands right now, the balloons, the dignitaries, the politicians, media members, sports figures, all gather for the greatest time in Denver radio, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Now, George is here. This is George's first time. They rushed him down here, which I thought was great. I mean, having you come down as fast as you could to climb up on top. And you see, look, there's Governor Polis out here already this morning. Jerry, there he is. I'm being told that he has a he's on the phone with Kim Kardashian right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. They're gonna get some things done. But it's terrific to be here. Have you ever been to the parade as a...
I've obviously been someone who has listened and enjoyed it from afar, but every time you get this thing going, traffic in Denver just comes to a freaking standstill. It sucks as it is, Pete. Yeah. I have tried to stay away. The fact that we were able to get me down here so quickly, I don't get it, but it's
also
amazing.
Speaks to the power of 710 KNUS.
Of course
they
does.
Put the sirens on the that thing that Kelly Michaels drives around in. The limo van?
I did not want to reveal this, but 710 has a drone capable of carrying one human body. That's it.
All right, let me see. and it might be mine. I see a float with FJB. I don't know. Who is FJB? You're the person we usually talk about.
I'm pretty sure the F is not Franklin.
I don't. FJB and doing something nasty.
I'm pretty sure it's Let's Go Brandon, but they've just in different letter.
FJB winner. I get it.
Yeah, that's right.
That light just went on.
The FJB are the initials for Let's Go Brandon.
I see.
Yes,
the light went on.
That's it right there. It could have been LGB, but that is hitting a little too close to home.
Man. Already the morning parade has been pranked. Nice shot, everyone. 303-696-1971. You know how the game goes. You can spot. Look, there's Mike Litwin. He's here every year. Mike. I had dinner with Mike the night of the Hall of Fame dinner. It's a good man, Michael. Hey, we'll have Patty Calhoun. I think she wants to be part of the parade.
Patty's a wonderful lady. I got to work on her with Colorado Inside Out. Oh, yeah. And what a treasure, man.
She'll be with us.
She knows stuff. Also, Mike, it's interesting. I've never seen him with short hair. I know he's had short hair at some point in his life, but I've never seen him with short hair.
Well, there's a picture of Mike that when he was working on a newspaper back east, and he had relatively short hair in terms of today. But now, what's that great song? He's an old hippie, and You know, that's who he is.
It's coming close to looking like Crystal Gayle, if you guys can remember from back in the day.
Love Crystal Gayle.
Crystal Gayle was wonderful, but that hair went down to her heels.
The first, and we'll see this a couple of times, the first float, the Republican Party float.
My God, we have one.
Well, there's no one on it.
But it looks like, too, it's been divided. It looks
well,
like
there'll be another float coming by.
They'll
be upset. And
I got it.
Giving us half the peace sign, but because of the work you did on the air.
I imagine that one of the parades, the parade floats for that particular group, and I'm looking for it around the corner, will take the form of a rhinoceros for the dreaded rhino.
We were going to see the rhino float. I think they're going to put a picture of you and a couple other people bring the rhino float. Here's another one, the perfect first float for the parade. That's right, is the Republican Party float. And, hey, Christy Burton Brown. See her down there?
Oh, she's looked great.
Look.
Fantastic lady.
Priscilla and Christy.
Priscilla's down there. She must have gotten the morning off of school because, as you know, whenever she comes in.
They're off.
They're off this whole week.
They're break, I think.
My grandson's Denver. Off. Here's why I bring that up. Oh. Yesterday at my son's birthday thing at a place called Sky Zone in Parker, there were two of the kids from the ball team that had to come late because Cherry Creek's still in school.
Hey, Dave Logan, Cherry Creek.
There it is.
Go Creek.
I wonder if we're going to see a float of Dave Logan.
He's been so busy between. There is going to be a number of Bronco floats.
Yeah.
Whew, a Russell Wilson float. Who do you think is in worse shape, the Republican Party or the Denver Broncos?
Or, I'm not sure.
How about this one? We'll give us a trifecta. Who's in worse shape? And I want to see these floats. The Rockies, the CU Buffs, the Denver Broncos, or the Republican Party?
Good Lord, man.
See?
What is it? Why don't
Chuck
you,
and Julie. Chuck and Julie.
Just
yo.
Ask
yo.
About cancer.
And Chuck and Julie.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck's here, man. Hey, man.
Boy, when they're standing next to each other, that size difference is really stark.
Oh, yeah. He's
got to be like 8 foot tall.
He's waving now.
And Julie can fit in a cup of water.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What a great couple.
Oh, another power Republican couple.
Hey, listen, here's a float coming around. It looks a lot like an image of Lauren Boebert, life size, no larger than that. And it's got, it's like a pin cushion. And the head is, it's the Denver Post float. It's the Denver Post float honoring their hatred towards Lauren Boebert. Really an interesting choice for Thanksgiving.
Well, and she'll be here many times, I suspect, on the parade route today. So, folks in the audience who want to participate, remember, we're looking for floats, marching bands, balloons, dignitaries, politicians. Notice I made a difference. Media members and politicians, which anymore there isn't much of a difference. Sports figures, all gathering for the greatest time, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade underway. 303-696-1971. George Brockler, for the first time, co-host the parade.
I am excited to be here.
Pleasure to have you
here. It's chilly. It's a little chilly. I'll say that. It's a largely
Thanksgiving.
Cold morning. Yeah, well, I wish someone had told me before I broke out the Thanksgiving halter top.
Well, I know. And the big turkey feet. That's a nice.
Well.
And Santa Claus is always, and you always know who's playing Claus this year. And you can make a guess now. Who do you think will be the final float in the parade is always Santa waving to the kids. Here, there's something going on further down Broadway. Somebody's cheering. But then we always have someone playing Santa. I thought maybe Jared Polis, I thought, would make a great Santa this year. But then there's some
constantly reaching in your own bag of money to give you gifts.
So cold that the lawyers have their hands in their own pockets.
Yeah, that's right. I think if he pulls this off, I presume his bag of gifts will be called the Tabor bag. Ah. And he'll take credit for it, of course.
All right, we got Donnie. Don's on a parade route. My boy, where are you? And good morning. Welcome to the Georgia Show. Hey, man. I can't hear you. I can't hear him. Oh, we had to clear him? I'm sorry. We're jumping ahead.
That's a TSA kind of clearing.
Okay, he's back. All right, we'll do it right. This is Don. Don, you're with George and Peter. Good morning. The parade route, Colfax and Broadway. Thank you.
Hey, it's another fun day. And you know, George, I missed that thing with Prager just to save my gas money and come up here to my usual spot at Colfax and Clarkson. You know what I'm saying?
Good call. What are you seeing out there, Don?
Oh, what I'm seeing, I mean, first of all, I'm seeing a tribute to Jason David Frank. Sadly, he took his life. It's an awesome float, Power Rangers. I mean, you know, like I said, honoring Jason David Frank. Jimmy Sagenberger is there.
Oh, Jimmy's down there? Is he blowing on something?
Yes. And right behind them, you know what?
I've never seen the imaginary Thanksgiving parade go to hell as quick as it just did. A suicide.
That's not all.
No, but wait, there's more?
All
right.
Hey, the Colorado Springs Children's Chorale, you know, they're not, they're singing their song, Dream a Dream, as you can hear right now. It's their signature song. I mean, it's really an honor. You know what? You can't let their spirits down, that we are in unity with Colorado. And I'll tell you right now, on standby is the Coloradans for Trump float. And your Children's Chorale up in Denver, the Colorado Children's Chorale, they have
What do you do for a living? Don, our first reporter, there's the big voice. That's Alan Roach's voice. He's working the big parade.
Man, he does all the big events, man. Super Bowl, the Thanksgiving
Day
parade.
Don, what do you do for a living?
Hey, I'm listening to you guys.
No, what do you want? When you came out, that was some bizarre stuff, man. I think, you know, listen,
Like I said, let me say this.
All right.
Your Children's Chorale, the Colorado Children's Chorale in Denver, they got a float and they'll be singing Christmas in Colorado.
Okay.
I can tell you right now,
right.
Colorado is coming back with a vengeance.
Don,
right.
Could you do us a favor? Take a picture of whatever the heck it is you're looking at right now and text it into the show. We'd love to be able to describe what you're seeing.
And if I were a professional, I'd get back on the meds. I think it'd be, all right, 303-696-1971. Woo! Jenna Griswold playing Santa this year. She got all the legitimate votes. Yes. There you go.
It's the Dominion float.
It's the Dominion. Well, I was waiting to see that.
There's more than one. I don't know.
There's the Dominion.
I just wonder if they can remotely hack into the parade.
No. They obviously could be accused of doing so on talk radio, but they cannot physically do that.
That may be the sound of Don's ride. Right there, showing up.
They're showing up for Don. They're going to red flag Don.
Don, you have to stay. You have to stay out of the parade path, Don. Take the picture from the sidewalk.
We have a lot of print reporters this morning. The crowd along Colfax is growing. Thank you. The crowd along Colfax was the Jenna Grinch. I like that. Jenna playing
the
Grinch.
Griswold who stole Christmas.
That's right.
What? Now, we had a different name for her here. I was trying to spare the maligning of being too personal. And so for a bunch of people, I've juxtaposed the first letter of their last name with the first. And it turned out awkward when she became Grenna Griswold. And that just, it didn't work out.
Well, I always want to do, because we're the Griswolds. Remember?
That's Clark, right.
We do that. Why? Because we're, all right, let me see. Print reporters, as always, we need a Casper Stockham float with a treadmill on it because he just keeps running. Good shot. Good
Hello,
shot.
Puns aplenty here.
Here's a guy. Send us a picture.
Hey, that's our good friend Corey down there. Picture from Denver at the moment. A selfie. That's a tremendous picture right there.
He's getting photobombed. What do they call it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. He's getting photobombed.
Yeah, look at that. It's
now. Listen, my choice for governor.
Who's behind him here? I mean, take a look at the picture. It's Colfax and Bannock really is where he is.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. That is
and
Colfax and
Bannock. I think, wow. Is that Michael Bennett? I think it is. You never see him, so you never.
I don't think he's in Denver, ever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You never really see him.
Yeah, I wonder if that's him, or if he has a doppelganger that they send around to do
that.
That's
right.
Flat Michael. That's someone
to Greg.
Cut out.
Greg, where are you, my boy? Where are you watching from? Greg.
You got to hit the button.
You don't do talk radio. Greg, where are you, my boy?
Yeah. I'm here.
That's
cold. I'm here. I'm right at the staging area where this year Colorado Department of Education's entry is the furry float.
What?
It's the what?
The furry float.
My new column was up, and I mentioned the furries in my new column. How many furries are there?
Well, it's a giant litter box, and of course, most of the students are cats and dogs, but there is a horse and a giraffe and, let's see, an elephant, although I think technically elephants don't have fur. But the litter box is that pillar of education in Colorado. Vice President of the Denver Public School Board, Tay Anderson.
Oh. I thought there would be a Tay float for sure. He and Jimmy on the float together.
Well, he's waving a banner that says, rubbing you the right way.
Holy smokes.
Nice
Hello,
shot.
Bam.
Nice shot.
I'm just reporting.
Now they're bringing the heat. I know.
Just
there
the facts.
Seems to be some commotion, though. There seems to be the dogs are sniffing and chasing each other, and the horse is trying to mount the giraffe, and the cats are trying to bury... Sounds Tay
like
under
something.
The litter.
Okay. Oh,
the humanity.
Oh, buddy, you report, we derive.
That's right. All right.
Thank you for that.
I knew it would get like this. Tuesday, November the 23rd, 2022. It's a beautiful day, and it's the day before the big day. An imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade is downtown Colfax and Broadway, and, of course, you can join in. I think this year it's interesting. Here's one that they had just seen the John Eastman float. You remember me and John, we were tight, and it's being driven by Bigfoot with, thank you, kid, big bundles of affidavits blowing out the parade out. Eastman is famously slamming his phone down, giving Peter the one-finger salute. Well, there it is. I mean, that was a brilliant moment.
I just
moment.
Heard a kid scream, and we caught it on air here.
Yeah, that was a kid.
That's a kitty. They're obviously right there looking
furries.
At the... They're looking
a
at
furries.
The... That's a kitty.
George, it is furries.
Man, this is, and by the way, the timing couldn't have been better for that particular thing. Listen, before we, and by the way, the phone lines are filling up here with our reporters, 303-696-1971. Before we cut away, I do have to do a little bit of business here and tell you about, as you're thinking about the holidays, and no better way to do it than the Thanksgiving Day parade here, we got to remind you that there's a place to go to satisfy every thought you have about upgrading the exterior and interior of your home with lighting. Now, frankly, if this were a night parade, these folks would be the sponsors of this, and that's Urban Lights. UrbanLightsDenver.com, great place to go. You know Urban Lights well.
Yeah, they did. I just did some, actually, Mark Szymanski, I think you know, where they did some backyard lighting for me, and my house is now really Griswold. Those guys came and did the... I'm Clark Griswold.
That is the Christmas vacation reference right there.
We are the Griswolds.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Oh, you can do that with Urban Lights, but they also go way beyond that. Listen, you go in there, and this is my advice. Start at UrbanLightsDenver.com, but don't start there. Don't stop there. Get in your car. Drive out to just south of I-25 between Mississippi and Florida. Go into their 20,000-square-foot national award-winning showroom. Check out everything that they have. You can go Griswold, or you can do something just a little more normal, but here's the kicker. 50% off. That's their black lights. 50%
sell
off
it.
MSRP.
Sell it.
You can't do better. I mean, 60% off would be
George,
better, but that's
sell
crazy.
It.
50% off all lighting, furniture, and home accent pieces.
Come on.
You just can't do better than that.
Bring it.
You got to check them out. They're open every single day, except maybe tomorrow, every single day.
Well, how many days are they open? Almost every single
day. 7 days a week. 7 days a week. Check the website.
Can't go wrong.
Go say hi to Dave and the rest of his cool, super, super nice customer service experts out there. It's UrbanLightsDenver.com. Pete?
All right. We'll return to Colfax and Broadway Tuesday, November the 23rd, the crisp, cool morning. Lines are jammed. Many reporters ready to go. Jenna is Clark's grandfather. We're back. Hang on. The parade continues. Rock and roll in the background. Look at that float going by. Ooh, they got a rock band on the back. It is about 28 minutes after the magic hour of 8 o'clock. It's a Tuesday, 23 November 2022, the day before the big day. By the way, who would your turkey of the year be? I'm Peter Boyles, along with the one and only George Brocker, kind enough to share the platform this year. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade rolls on with floats and marching bands, balloons, dignitaries, politicians, media members, sports figures. A lot of folks are seeing people gathering.
Parolees,
people that should be in jail.
That's right.
So, who is your turkey of the year, by the way?
Oh, but my God, man. I wish I could just limit it to one. It feels like it's too big of a question.
Well, we could put it in categories. Who is your sports figure turkey of the year?
Sadly, it's got to be Russell, and there's just no way you can come in. And I'll tell you, my 13-year-old called it, and I hope that there's a Broncos parade float coming by. But
saw that one. There's nothing.
That's right.
It's a big nothing burger. Did you see that? It was pretty cool.
But Russell Wilson came in with all the expectations in the world and has not delivered, and I just can't hear anymore the whole, man, I just got to play better. At some point, you're like, yes, but can you?
Well, anyhow, so that's your sports turkey.
Yeah, how about you? I know you're not a huge sports guy, but...
No, no. I think the people that bought the Broncos.
20, oh, hello.
Hello. 29 after the hour. A lot of things to cover. Alexa, with George and Peter, good morning from Colfax and Broadway. Thank you. What do you see?
Did you already see Polis with Kim Kardashian?
Yes.
We knew that he was talking to her. Can you see what they're doing?
Yes. She's changing the Colorado flag to have a K instead of a C. So we're going to just change it to Colorado spelled with a K. Behind that is good old Phil Weiser. He's on the Aloha float.
Oh,
he's got that nice plush hotel bed.
Brilliant.
And all the fizzy drinks with, there's a couple execs from Fortune 500 and Big Pharma.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and they have a table.
Hey, Alexa.
Fentanyl.
How about half gram. Hey, Alexa, how about those guys that skipped out on those Bitcoin people, man? That was like the greatest. That was better. And I'm reading about it, and this is a sidebar. This is bigger than Enron. This is a bigger scam than Enron.
I love that Alexa's there with the Weiser float, and that he's throwing Lays out to people constantly, along with donor envelopes, which is weird.
I think he once told you, get laid.
He tried to lay me. It was really, really awkward.
No, but Alexa, you're such a gift. One more, darling. Go ahead. Take another one.
There's the FTX float where they're approving expense reports with emojis. That is fabulous.
Alexa, you're too off in the weeds.
Alexa, what's the weather today?
Alexa. No, quit it. Alexa,
happy. It's going to be nice in the upper 50s.
Happy Thanksgiving. We go to Jennifer.
She's as right as the real meteorologist. That's great.
Happy Thanksgiving. Jennifer, hi.
Hi, you guys, I didn't know there was a parade and I'm stuck in traffic. I'm trying to get to work.
That's it. Where are you?
What can you see, if anything?
Well, I can't see any floats, but I see a Snoopy balloon. I mean, it's lovely. It's floating down the road. It almost looks like it's just going on its own. I can't see the people because there's so much traffic.
I think, are you sure? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, wait a minute. Right behind the Snoopy balloon is a doghouse. Oh, and both you are in it.
Nice shot.
I think on the Snoopy balloon, I think we see a Ready for Ron t-shirt. That's interesting that they would combine those
Ready
things.
For Ron. Ready for Ron.
Good luck.
I don't know how I'm going to get to work. I might have to abandon my truck and, like, walk.
But you got to go to work.
Hold on, you're driving a truck. Don't you love trees? I guess that's it.
I like to chop up trees, and I like to put them in the back of my truck and carry firewood.
Thank you, Jen. Another one of Brockler's listeners. This is Guy.
Thank you, Jen.
All right.
Hey, Guy, good morning on the show.
All right.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm up at Federal and Colfax, and they're just breaking out the brand new, led by Dick Wadhams and Corey Gardner, the brand new GOP Colorado Senior ROTC drill team.
I'm afraid.
They have like Superman capes, but instead of capes, it says Trump won. And they're on Segways. Yes, they're marching on Segways powered by Dominion software, I hear. They're off and running. Yeah. The capes are flying, and they're carrying faux white AR rifles. Oh, they're doing figure eights and weaves. Wait, stop. They're forming their new signature formation. The circular firing squad. Yes, this is
amazing.
Oh,
you knew that was coming.
Oh, yes, this is amazing. Dick Wadhams, Corey Gardner, leading the crew up, heading back down, heading east on Colfax.
However interesting it is, he was right.
Oh, yeah.
Take it to the bank.
That's right. Yep. That dude knows stuff. Thanks, my man.
We go to Jim. Jim, you're on the show. We're on the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Where are you standing, Jim?
Hey, good morning. It's him, Jim. I am on the Democrat float.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm wearing a pink tutu. I got hairy legs.
Hey, you look like the others I can see on the float. Wave or
they
something.
They positioned us behind the Trump float. And we're getting hung up. There's so much BS coming off of that Trump float that the Prius is getting hung up on all that BS. And we're having trouble keeping up with the Trump float with all that BS coming off.
The worry I have is that if the Trump float takes any direction, your float's just going to follow it wherever it goes.
You know, and that's bad news because after this parade is over, me and the other fellas in our pink tutus are going door to door confiscating AR-15.
And ballots. Make sure you get those people's ballots when you do that.
AR-15 harvesting.
No, we're handing out ballots. Yeah. We're just taking guns.
No, but it won't matter. When you got your heater with you, they'll give you your ballot. Yeah, you got to. I saw a couple of international harvesters. You've seen them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're
big stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They're moving. They're taking ballots. They're getting ballots with them.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. They're harvesters.
We need one of those international harvesters. This Prius is not making it over all the BS coming off of that Trump float.
Yeah, well.
We're getting hung up.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
303-696-1971.
Stay safe on that float, Jim.
We reset. It is Tuesday morning. Oh, it's Wednesday morning. What am I doing?
It is this time. Yeah, this time it's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Thank you. It was Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah.
Now it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, the day before the big Thanksgiving Day. It is the Imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm Peter Boyles, along with my co-host this year, George Brocker.
Thank you so much.
Some year you can just keep grooving.
I don't know. This seems like this is kind of a big, big deal. I'm not sure I can fill these shoes. The other question I have, though, is when we got into the bidding war for the rights to do this with Nine News, how did we beat them?
Cal Clark.
Was it Cal Clark?
No, Cal Clark. He was the factor. They said no. He rolled. And said no. Do you need to sell something here, or we roll?
I'd love to sell something here. In fact, what I'd really love to do is to tell folks about the Art of Granite. Now, I presume there is a giant countertop-shaped float coming down the road that Mitch Flory is going to be riding on. This is what this guy has been doing since he grew up under Ceausescu in communist Romania. He has had an American dream in his heart, the DNA in his body. He came over here to America legally. Thank you. Started a great business. And here's the deal. You get to be the beneficiary. I get more positive feedback from folks who hear this particular ad than just about anything that I've done. And that is people who call up, or they text me. I use Mitch. Mitch is fantastic. Love his folks. Whether it's marble, granite, I presume if you have the gold, Jared, you could do a gold countertop. Whatever you want to do, this guy can make it happen. Here's the deal. If you're not just sold on the customer service and the quality of the product, he will give you a bathroom countertop for free with your kitchen countertop purchase. Or if you're only going to do one, he'll do the sink for free with the countertop purchase. You got to give him a call. This phone rings in his pocket. 303-386-5919. 303-386-5919. To use the words of the great Peter Boyles, Mitch is our guy.
He's a guy, yeah.
Reach out to him at theartofgranite.com. But go check him out at his place at the corner of 6th Avenue and I-70. Fantastic showroom. You'll close the deal with him.
We're at Colfax and Broadway. Crisp, clear, clean Denver morning, blue skies. George Brocker, Peter Boyles, and Beth McCain.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew she'd show. Beth.
I don't think she can hear you, man.
Well, no.
I don't think she can hear you.
Her husband's trying to light a cigarette.
Right on top of a papier-mâché float. That seems awfully risky.
Well, hey, come on. Beth, good to see you. Good job, huh? Winky wink. All right. We return. Phil, here's Phil Weiser, too. Phil was coming down here. Thank you very much.
Phil and I are close.
You got well.
We've hugged it out before.
He said without you, he wouldn't be where he is.
Phil, oh my.
He said,
Phil,
you know, he's told me many times, without Brockler, I would not be the man I am today.
That is probably true, and man's a stretch. But
that's
also, I've seen, too, by the way, this Beth float. You can't tell. As it turns the corner, it is pulling behind it a paddy wagon, an old Denver-style paddy wagon. And actually, she's just releasing people out into the crowd. People with shackles, without shackles. They're just headed out into the crowd.
They call it paddy because of the Irish. That's true. It's a paddy wagon.
That's exactly right.
It's good to get out. We'll turn around and come back. Lines are jammed up. Brocker and Boyles together again on a November morning. Thank you. It is 8:43, everyone. Good morning. November 23rd, a actual Wednesday, 2022. That's a great marching band out there. It's the Jefferson County Commissioners Marching Band. And their big banner out front, Full Jew, sits along with former Tri-County Health guys.
Pardon me, Pete.
Yes.
I've got Jeff Hildebrand in the KNUS newsroom has come in with a breaking news report that we have to let everybody know about. There has been a break-in over at Denver Broncos headquarters. Police are on the way. There is a break-in at Denver Broncos headquarters. Evidently, the CCTV cameras have identified former Bronco Melvin Gordon has entered the facility. And he's over at the trophy case. And oh my goodness. He's broken into the trophy case. He's stealing the Lombardi trophies.
Ouch.
He's dropped one of them. Never mind. Okay, picking back up. Wait, he's running toward the front. No, he dropped another one of them. Oh, now he's out the front door. He's in the parking. No, he dropped two of them again. Okay, no. He's getting to his car, and he's leaving one behind. He's in the car, and police are surrounding his car. So, yeah.
No trophies in his hands.
Ouch. No, not at all. Okay, back to you.
16 before the hour. Anyhow, 710 KNUS, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade rolls on at the Colfax and Broadway. Mark Crowley came down here in the middle of the night. We talked about the city did not want to give us a permit this year because of who we are, but you using all that political clout with the Republican Party that you have.
Not much left.
I mean, you spent it. You spent it on this, but, you know, you're...
That's exactly right.
You got us the permit.
I spent it behind the microphone.
Ready, fire, aim. And you got... So we're good. It's good stuff on parades and marching bands and everything that goes with it. We have a... let's go. Let's see what we got here. All right. I think Jim waited the longest. Jim, you're on a radio show. Happy Thanksgiving. The parade's on. Good morning.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm here at Colfax and Broadway.
Oh,
and
great.
And John Hickenlooper.
Would you wave so we can see? We'll see. Wait, wave. Wave at us. Sam George. There he is.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you. Right, thank you, man, for that.
John Hickenlooper?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he's on the Build-A-Bear float. He seems so happy and content. He's sending out bears to the audience. Oh, wait. There's John Hickenlooper's staff is running along beside him. You know, he's on the wrong float. He's on the wrong float. He is supposed to be on the Bilderberg route.
That's right. Riding around a Maserati. Well, actually, yeah, we're up higher in New York. The float is actually a Maserati made out of flowers like the Rose Bowl. And that's sweet. Wow. Jim, that's good. Hey, that's a beauty, man. That's wow. Yeah, he is. And he's running away.
I got to go. I got to go. I just tripped over a homeless tent.
You could co-host next year. Nice shot. All right, we go to Steve. Hey, Steve, you're on the radio show with George Brockner, Peter Boyle's The Parade. Good morning. Thank you.
Peter and George, good morning. This was kind of shocking, but I'm sort of awed by it. There's a float with Tina Peters.
What?
Ooh.
And it's shaped like a litter box, and they're both singing a cappella. We Are the Champions, the song by Queen.
Yes. So, you see who's behind her, Colorado Corrections, following Tina. And also, is Sharona America's Mom? She's still part of all of that?
I think Sharona has relocated to the Lone Star State.
Yeah,
what happened. And
Texas Rangers.
And, you know, you stand your ground. She left.
No, that's right. No. Anyhow, no. Steve, I think it's wonderful. Can you see what they're doing?
Can I what?
Can you see what they're doing? Can you see what they're doing?
Yeah, they're waving at, you know, as they do in the beauty pageant.
Sure.
You know, the queen of the road show, the window washer.
Steve, do you know? I don't know if you can see. Do you see the guy standing in the back of that float? Mike Lindell, fellow Mike.
Eastman, sort of a white and black.
Yeah, he went by giving me the finger. You know that it's interesting. He has taken the fifth more than Frank Costello now. So
is that true?
Oh,
did somebody count it up?
Oh yeah, well, me. but he, you see, it's
a pillowcase full of money he's giving Tina. That's weird.
I don't know if that's legal.
That's
or
weird.
Not. I don't know if that's legal.
I'm pretty sure that's just two friends.
That's not hanky
exchanging a gift.
That's not hanky panky.
No, but
no panky.
I think it's less panky, more hanky.
All right.
Speaking of the political floats that we seem to have everywhere, you can. And by the way, my hat's off to her after the shellacking that she took in the gubernatorial race. There is the new Schwanger party fluid float. The front end is GOP. The back end is American Constitution Party, and she keeps running back and forth across the boundary in between the two of them. My hat's off to her. What a tremendous performance. She took away almost hundreds of votes from Heidi.
Steve, wrap this up.
The other thing that's shocking, you know how they throw candy to the crowd?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Peters is throwing out these really small...
Throwing out small what again?
And throwing out little baby pillows and sabers.
Oh yeah,
you got those. Well,
don't put those in your mouth.
I think there's a five in each one of those.
No, if you could run one up to the stage here, buddy, we will tell security. We'll tell Crowley. Let that guy in with the pillow.
Yeah. Pillow Mike, come on.
Pillow Mike,
I believe you.
Thanks, amigo.
Stay warm out there, you guys.
Thanks,
stay
brother.
Stay warm.
That's really the hint. Let's go to Gary. I don't know if we have a turnaround or not. It's 8:49. Gary, we're on a parade route. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for hosting the parade.
And, thanks, Gary.
I'm looking at a float. It's the only one without a sponsor. It's the Wake Up with MAGA Man.
No, Gary. Do you have something to sell here as you rush in?
As it turns out.
Yes.
And I know he's out here. I just don't know if they did a float this year. But our buddy Daniel J. Kaplish, the J, of course, is probably for justice. At least that's what I've been saying these days. I don't know if that's true. Dan Kaplish, obviously friend of ours, friend of the show, former colleague here.
What's the difference between friend of mine, friend of ours? Remember
that? That's right. Whether he's made or not. Yeah. I think Danny's made. But Dan used to be my boss a long, long time ago. This is a guy that when you're in trouble, when things go wrong and you're not sure who can help you out, there's only one number to call. No, not the Ghostbusters. It's Dan Kaplis, Justice Seeker, 303-907-5003. If you're looking for someone that has the ability to make something out of nothing and to continue to ring the bell for those who deserve it most, and those are the people who get injured by someone's recklessness or negligence, it's Dan Kaplis. You can check him out online, dankaplislaw.com, CAPLIS.com, dankaplislaw.com, or give him that call at 303-907-5003. I'm anxious to see if he's going to have a float.
What's that number again?
It's 303-907-5003.
And in Detroit, the number is?
It is 303-907-5003, dankaplislaw.com.
We're in good shape here, Billy. Good morning. Billy Thorpe, who has been producing the parade for...
many years.
Since we came over. Then Casey produced the parade, and other people produced the parade. But it's always like Crowley and those guys. In the old days, it would be Kenny Dane and Daryl Ruby and those guys. And I want to say good morning to them. As the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade rolls on, floats and marching bands and balloons, and a lot of dignitaries. I think we're going to talk to Patty Calhoun in a moment. The Politicos are here. A lot of the MIAs are Republicans. we saw that early Republican float. People were actually diving off of it.
I think they're here, you just... can't see them or hear from them.
Well, that just like the last 6 months, but...
I'm struggling with your use of the term imaginary. What are we looking at if this is imaginary?
Well, this year, the parade goes by, Kevin Priola. Kevin!
Oh, party fluid Kevin.
My boy. Hey, Kevin, over here. Hey, there he
that's
is.
Right. Hey. Hi, Kevin. And that's the middle finger. That's not nice, Kevin. That's not appropriate.
It's half the peace sign.
Half the peace sign.
That's right, Kevin. Kevin, you're number one. Oh, thank you. But it's we'll get some more folks.
This was a guy who was literally a sheep in lion's clothing.
Well, he taught these boys. This is Ellen. We're coming up on time. Next hour continues. Hey, Ellen, welcome to the parade.
Good morning, Pete and George. Hey, so I came down because I'm on the red flag float. And the red flag float is here to promote a perfect world with red flag laws. However, I unfortunately got shot walking from my car over to the float loading zone, and then
that's not the morning for this, Ray Ellen. With love in my heart, it's not the morning. It is 8:53. What are you laughing at? 7 before the hour. I'm sitting over here with the buttons. Yeah, you did the ouch too. There are certain parts and times and places with the parade that it's just a big no-no.
It's a parade float that is being diverted right off of the parade.
Thank you. And by the way, on Saturday morning. I'm back at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning now here on 710.
Love that.
Yeah, and I got Robert Spencer for three different reasons. And this is one of my, how stupid can you be? The World Cup, and I know that your kids are soccer fans. And
what sport is that?
That's right. It's telling your folks that. But Billy is. But point of it is, you went to a Muslim country.
I didn't.
How did you not know?
Yeah.
That somebody's going to say, hey, no alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
Listen, and I haven't been to Qatar, but I have been to a place called Iraq.
Yeah.
And general order number one, and everyone that served over there knows it, general order number one was ixnay on the alcohol head.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in the Middle East. I've never been in Iraq, but there are places you can drink and places you can't drink, and they're serious. But how could you make a deal with the World Cup? And they said, well, they double-backed on us. And now they're trying to, and I guess, but if you're in
but
the...
But you can have wine, though, right? Like, you just can't have beer. You can have wine. You can have, you know,
there's a, in the,
Mike's
but in,
Hard.
But in the private boxes, I mean, you can drink.
Oh, really?
Which is like, somebody has often told me in the wealthy parts of the Middle East, if you get into somebody's home, people change their clothes. They wear stylish, you know, Dior fashions, and you can get a drink. Don't know if it's true because it never happened to me.
Gentlemen?
Yeah.
I actually worked security for a couple of seasons for one of the college sports ball teams here in town, and let's just say and let's just say that there are different rules if you are, say, one of the plebes sitting in the student section, or if you're one of the sponsors in one of those special clubs named after the rock formations behind the stadium.
Yeah,
totally different rules for who can bring in alcohol.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Robert Spencer's on. We're going to talk about that. We're talking about Joe Biden making the deal. The Trump family's made a big deal with the Saudis as well, and we'll talk more about what's taking place inside of Iran, because that's really not getting the attention I think it deserves. So Robert Spencer will be part of Saturday, and hopefully Frank DeAngelis will talk about
Frank's
what we're watching. So we're ready to go. The Adam at 56, at the Adam Frisch Colorado 3 concession float, which I thought showed me a lot of class when he did that. And now, if it had been the other way, do you really think that the Congress...
I want to believe so. I want to believe it would have happened. But that was a move to live on for another day, right? Like, Adam Frisch is not gone from politics nor from that race.
He conceded, made the phone call. Do you think she'd have done it?
I think if she wanted to run again, she'd have done it.
Not a chance in hell.
Sounds like you're on the fence, Pete.
No, it's not a chance in hell. They would have said, no, it was stolen, and it would have started. The same thing, Tracy Lake and...
Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake.
Yeah, has she conceded yet?
Take
now,
no,
what?
Please.
She could still be governor.
How? Yeah.
Oh.
You just watch. All right. We'll come back. Round two. George Brockner, Peter Boyle's The Imaginary
this
Thanksgiving
thing
Day Parade.
Isn't ending. The thing goes on forever.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.